Okay, today's daf tes. We are on the bottom of daf ches and beis.
Live last line.
Ahu gavra. There was a fellow. The havikam mezabein chumri pisichaisa. Some kind of glass rings. I'm not sure what the bead. Okay, fine. I say it's a woman. A woman came by. Amr, and she said, Amrleh. She said to the guy, Havli chad shucha. Give me one chain, one ringlet of these beads. Amrleh. He tells her. If I gave it to you, will you marry me? Amrleh, hava bihava. Give it to me, nu. So Amrleh Rav Chama, call hava mihava lav plumhu. Any lashon of give it to me, no. That's not a marriage. Why not? We'll see.
She's not sure.
What?
Not the last thing.
She's not sure.
No, in other words, I'll give you the. She said, give me that. Oh, that's beautiful. Will you marry me? Yeah, give it. Just give it. Just give it.
She didn't say yeah.
What? She didn't say yeah. Next.
How
do you have a pruta? We're going to get to that. There was a fellow, he was drinking wine in a store, in a bar, in a store. Kind of store is that? A store that sells wine. A
wine store.
A wine store, to drink it. A woman came by, Amrleh, Havli Chad Kasa. Ooh, I'd love a cup of that. Amrleh, if I buy you a drink, will you marry me? Amrleh, Ashkui Ashkuyin. Let me have the drink. Amar of Chama bar Ashki, Amar of Chama, call Ashkui Ashkin lav klumhu. That's nothing. That's not a marriage. And therefore they're not married. Next, Hahi Gavra, there was once a woman, Davika, a man, I'm sorry, there was a man, thank you, Davika Shadi Tamra Midikla. He was taking dates off the tree. Asahi Gavra, a woman came by, Amalei Shada Li Tarti. Can I have two dates? Amalei Isha Dina Lach Mikadeshisli. If I gave you two, will you marry me? Amalei Shadi Mishada. Give me. Amr of Zvid, call Shadi Meshada, lav klum hu. None of that counts, right? And therefore she's not married. Second Hoso says, Hanach Tlas Uvde, why did three cases of the exact same halacha? Itzrich, you need it. Vashmeinan, Dimishum Davar, Ein Moel. No matter what you have, it won't work. Lo midi dachila, not food, ushtia, not drink, v'chol lo sharmili. Nothing else will work. It's not an acceptance.
Right. She has to be explicit.
If she says, give it to me, it's not an acceptance of I'll marry you. I'll marry you means I'll marry you. Will you marry me? Yes, I will. Right? Not I'm thirsty. Yes. Doesn't work.
The emphasis has to be on the marriage, not on the item.
Exactly. Exactly.
Unless she says, give me all your money.
Now, Iboy Elohu, what about the following question you asked the Gemara? What about Hav, Ashke, Vishadi? Not doubling up the Lashon. She said, Ashkui, Ashkui, let me drink it. Just one lashon of drinking. Mahu, what would be the halacha? Amaravina, then mikudeshas. Then it would work. The Rav Samabar Raksa Amar, Taga Demalka in a mikudeshas. By the crown of the king, that doesn't work. I swear by the crown, that doesn't work. The Hilchasa, the halacha is in a mikudeshas. It doesn't work. Says Tosfos on top. The Im Tomar, Mi Gara, is that any worse? Mitain mos leploni de mikudeshas. But if a woman says to a man, give money to Reuven, my cousin, Reuven, and I'll be married to you. So how is that worked? So how is that any different in this case? Where she says to him, no, I want something to drink. It's not going to be worse. So, Kalshkein, the Kshomer is Tainli. So just give it to me. If she says, give it to my cousin, I'll marry you, that works. But if you give me the drink, it doesn't work. What's the difference? The Yesh Lomar, the Shiny Hacha, it's different. The Meikara Haisa Sho'eles Shalo B'Torah's Kedushin. Because when she asked for a drink, it wasn't B'Torah's Kedushin. Therefore, Umishum Hachi Ikala Meimar Shikomeres Hava Daite De Meikara Ka'amra. And then he says, will you marry me? It's not a Kedushin over here. I just want a drink. But if she walks over to a man and says, you want to marry me? You've been chasing me. You want to marry me? My cousin over there is a, he doesn't have, you help him, I'll marry you. That's totally different. That's why none of these cases work. Because right? When she approached him, it was not for marriage purposes. It was just, I'm just thirsty. Okay.
What's the hobby? What statement is he telling his future wife? She's saying, I want a drink. You marry me? What? That's
the with this drink. I'll be Mekash you with the drink. I'm going to pour for you. The Hilchasa, and the halacha is, Shiroi lo tzrichi shuma. The silk from 2 days ago doesn't require evaluation. Why doesn't it require an evaluation? Because you can look at something and see if it's worth a pruta or not, especially something like that. And we had a different vort. We said that you're tricking her mind, because she'll think it's worth 1,000. It's really worth 900. Then she's going to be fooled, and therefore she doesn't have das to. We don't have to worry about all that stuff. V'hilchasa lo tzrichi shuma. V'hilchasa also k'Rebbe Eliezer. We hold like Rebbe Eliezer, who said that if you say I'll marry you with 100 and you give her 1 and then you leave, you're married and you owe her 99. V'hilchasa also k'Rava Amar of Nachman. We hold like Rava Amar of Nachman from yesterday. If you say I'll marry you with $1,000, then you give her a mashkin, she's not married because mona ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan. We hold like that as well. So Tosfos asks, we just mentioned 4 hilchasas. 3 of the hilchasas, we just mentioned the name of the person who said the memra. We hold like Rav, we hold like Rav Nachman, we hold like this one. One of them it was, the hilchasa, Shiroi lo tzvich yishuma. Why do I have to say what the case is? Just say another. We didn't say what the case is of anyone else. He said the next one. Hilchasa Kribbalazar. What Kribbalazar? So I looked at Rashi. He said, what was it about? What was that? I forgot. The next one. Hilchasa Kirov Amar Blachim. What was that about? I looked at Rashi. But by this one, it says exactly what the story is. Why?
Well, so 3 different people say the same thing.
No. What do you mean? Hilchasa Lo Tzorich Yishuma. That was, you know who that was? Look at the Tosfos of Hilchasa. It's only going to read a few lines in the middle. It starts off, the first word is Mihu. It's about 10-12 lines down in the Tosfos of Hilchasa, where it says Mihu. You see it there? Mihu Kasha? Yeah. Mihu Kasha. Amai loka amar behedya hilchasa kavase de rabba. Why didn't the Gemara just say, the halacha is like rabba, the amar halacha kereba lazar, halacha kereba amar of Nachman, like we did by the other ones. What was the vort? That hilchasa, that, what do you call it? A shirasa, a silk, doesn't require shuma. Vamar benotam, the asalash me'inan, the reason why the Gemara went out of its way to say it like this, is the dafka shirai hu delot tzrichi shuma. Only silk doesn't require shuma. Why not? Lefi sheshumasan yodua ktsas. Everybody at least a little bit knew what that's worth. Everybody knew what that was worth. The ein regil litos bo kol kach. No one's going to make a mistake about it. But the issue isn't whether it's worth a pruta or not a pruta. That's not the issue. It's a gruth of pruta. If pruta is a very small amount, it's worth a pruta. That's not the issue. The issue is, is she being misled on what it's worth? That's the issue. So by silk, it's not being misled. So the Gemara goes out of its way, but Daf going to say silk, because that's where no one's being misled. Aval shar dvarim, but other things, kigon, avonim, tovos, umargolios, diamonds, jewels, sheyesh, she'enam, tovos, right, elama'at, right? They're only a little good. Regilim, litos, baharbe, yosei, mishivuyim, therefore, it requires, they're very, very, people are going to have a very, very big mistake. Therefore, it has to be lefikach delo samchadaita lefikach. Therefore, nagu haolam lekadesh betabas she'ein ba even. That is the source of the minhag to get married with a ring that doesn't have any stones in it. It's a pure gold ring, no stones. Because of this reason, says the Rush. I really don't understand this Tosfos because we learned that we're not choshish for it. It doesn't matter only if it's shirusa, because we even said that first of all, we had an ikadamri there. There was an ikadamri about that case, right? Was it a kaldu? We paskin, says the Rosh, that even a kaldu is kadashis. So she thinks it's worth a few $100 more than it is? So what? We don't hold like that. But Tosfos' minog has prevailed, which is why you'll never see such a thing. Right? You'll never see a kadushin. Not talking about an engagement, which is an American, not talking about that. A kedushin under the chuppah with a diamond or a jewel or anything else. You'll never see such a thing.
How about the appraiser was right there?
Doesn't matter. The minute is the minute.
The UGI certificate.
Doesn't make a difference.
Now, why we get married with Shava Kesef, I'm not sure. Maybe because Kesef has no intrinsic value, really. In America, Kesef has no intrinsic value. A dollar, a Susan B. Anthony dollar is worth a dollar because the government said so. It has no intrinsic value. It's not worth a dollar. Well, it's not worth a dollar of metal.
But before 73, we were on the gold.
Okay, so but even still, it's not true because there was no gold. There was no gold in the there was no gold in the coin.
Exactly,
the gold was in the vault.
I know, but
so it's only representative value. It's only Shavu Kesef anyway. It's shava kesef. The value, in the days of the Gemara, the value of a coin was based on what its content was. What was in that coin? Silver, nechoshes. What was in the coin? Today, what's in a, they call it a silver dollar. Right? They have those new silver dollars with the president. What's in that? Nothing in that. It's pure metal. It's not worth a dollar. It's worth a few pennies. Why is it worth a dollar? Because the government said so. The government backed it up. Right?
$100 bill
is a piece of paper.
Okay, so
why is it worth $100? Why is it worth $100? Because the government said we'll treat it as $100. That's shava kesef. So all money shava kesef today. Now when did that change? That didn't happen. That's not so recent. Just the opposite. That's not so old. Long time ago it wasn't like that. Right? In the Middle Ages it wasn't like that. The money backed by the government, none of that stuff.
It was precious stones.
It was precious stones and it was coins that had a value to it, right? No? When did it switch? I don't know. Right?
Mr. Wade.
Right. Mr. Wade. So the minute, I'm sure there's a deeper reason why they use rings. I'm sure there is. It's got to be a reason, but I don't know what it is. I'm sure there's a deeper reason.
It stays on. You can't lose it.
She doesn't have to wear it. She doesn't have to wear it. No. She doesn't have to wear it.
She doesn't have to?
No.
Okay.
There's a significance in the crown.
Halachically, you have to give it to her, that's all.
That's right. It's significant to the fact that it's round.
Okay, what?
It's a whole point of people should
say. That's why she cut her hair.
What?
That's an American thing.
Yeah.
That's not a halachic thing. It's a goyish thing also.
Exactly.
When you see them with the rings, then you won't approach them because they're already married.
Right.
Even that doesn't make a difference anymore.
What?
What's
that?
Exactly. It doesn't stop anybody. Tana Rabbanan. Okay.
If somebody approaches you, go.
That ends that Gemara. Okay.
Adultery is still a misdemeanor.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Really? Interesting. By the way, you know what else is a misdemeanor?
Now we go ring.
Not yielding to a party line in an emergency is a misdemeanor. Right? You said party lines? Not yielding is a misdemeanor. It's still in the books.
Crossing the crosswalk and not having the car stop for you.
Tashma, Tana Rabbanan. Bishtar Ketzad. What about a shtar? What's the story with a shtar? Right? In other words, what's the makar that you can get married with a shtar? Oh, no, we did that already. What are the more practical details of a shtar? Right? So, kasef la'al niyar, you write on a piece of paper, al cheres, or in pottery, it doesn't matter what it is, afal pi she'ein bo shava pruta, the actual document doesn't have to be worth anything. But b'so, bitcha mikudeshesli, your daughter's married to me, bitcha mu'uresesli, bitcha li le'intu, harezeh mikudeshes, all that works. Says to Gemara, 1 second. Maskefla, Reb Zeira, Bar Mamol, Halo Dami Hai Shtar, L'Shar Zavini. This doesn't really compare to a shtar when I want to buy that table. Why? Because Hassam, when I want to buy a table or a field, Mocher Kosevlo, Mocher's the seller writes, Sadai Mechur L'cha, my field is being sold to you. Hacha, but over here, Bal Kosev, the husband writes, Bitcha Mekudesh, so your daughter is being married to me, and really the father should be writing it.
Right.
Rava says, you're right. However, Hasam Menyana Dekra, Vacha Menyana Dekra. There we follow the pattern of the Psukim, and here we follow the pattern of the Psukim. Hasam, by a field, Ksiv, it says, Umacha Machuza So, but Mocha Tala Rachmana. It's the seller's duty to write down who the shtar. Hacha, but over here, Ksiv, it says, Kiikach, Kiikach. It says, Kiikach. When a man takes, it's the man's duty, the man's responsibility. And that's why a different author of the shtar, but it's the same concept. Hasam nami ai, by a shtar, by a field also says, basados kesef yiknu, which means the buyer, karile yaknu. So switch it to say yaknu, meaning the seller is being coded to the buyer. Okay? So the Gemara says, my time is karibe yaknu mishum dekzivu machar. Just like we're switching it around, Hachanami Karibe Ki Yakich. Sometimes we switch it around to say Ki Yakich, which means when a woman will be taken, right? Dechziv Esbiti Nasati L'Ish Hazeh. You have a little bit of a model like that. Esbiti Nasati L'Ish Hazeh. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Amarava, you're right. Hilchas Aninhu. All these halachas are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Right? Vas Mechinhu Rabbanon Akra. And the Rabbanon just based it on Psukim, but in a Chanami, it's not really in found in Psukim. It's just an Asmachta. It's a Hilchasa. What does Hilchasa mean? We always translate Hilchasa to mean Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So Tosfos says on the bottom, Hilchasa Ninu. So 1 minute. Tema, given the Hilchasa Ninu, if it's all Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Lama likra. Divi yatza v'haisa. She'isha niknas pishtar. So why do we need a pasuk to tell me that it's marriage is compared to divorce? Just like divorce is a document, marriage is also a document. What do we need a shtar? What do we need a pasuk? What do we need it for? Halacha lo she'isha there now. The Yishlam Atos answers, the shtar mecher l'chud havi l'chizot. No, no, no. Only the shtar of a sale of a field is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Shtar kedushin, but a shtar kedushin, nafki michiyikach, debal kosvo, that the husband has to write it. Why? That's the halacha by a husband. The Gemara just said it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I feel halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Not a shtar of kedushin. The dummy lemechet. So the take out those words because those words don't make any sense. The afagav the amar hilchasan in a lashon rabim. Even though it says hilchasan in lashon rabim, hilchasan in who? They're both really atavayokoi kai gav na ashkar breish benos kusim. Tosfos says you have other places where the Gemara will have hilchasan in who on two things and still on one thing. For example, the kamar hai krav hai hilchasa. Okay, achkasha de lekamon. It's one more question. The Gabe Sade Kaboi, we're going to ask later, Minayin Shenitas Peshtar. How do you know you can buy a field with a star? The Icy Kra, Tichziv, the Ekach, Esefra Matna. And the Gemara is in a quarter pasuk.
Right.
So the Tosaf says, the Yesh Lomar, well, the given that who Kra Lohavi ever medieval Kabbalah, that pasuk's in Yirmiya. That's not so impressive. Ain Lahakbid Kot Bekach. But that we don't pay attention to that pasuk. That's a pasuk in Navi. That doesn't teach halacha. Very unusual for a pasuk in Navi to teach halacha. Really, it's this. Ben Tosfos says something staggering. He says, "E nami yesh lefarish." Or I'll give you another answer. When it says hilchasa, that doesn't mean halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You know what it means? Hilchas medina, kolomar minag yekach. That's the minag. The minag is the seller writes the document. The seller writes the seller writes the shtar. Right, who writes the contract today?
The lawyer, the lucky lawyer gets to do it.
Exactly. But in those days, it was...
Right? Although it was written by both parties officially.
Right. In those days, the custom was that the seller did it. So, not how lucky... You want to bring me a riot from Yirmiyah? Okay, it's wonderful too. But it's also a customary thing. There's no etzem din. Who has to write? No din like that.
The pays for a marriage license and gives it to the woman saying, Makadish with marriage license?
It's the question is it worth a pruta?
No,
oh, because it's a star. Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Marriage license is star.
Okay.
And it's money.
Who are we up to? Oh, Iboy Seima, or I can give you another answer. Another answer to this problem of changing the girsa. Hasamnami ksiv ekach esefra makne. Even by the field, it says ekach esefra makne. Rashi says hasamnami gabeshtar zavini ksiv ekach esefra makne. Alma hamocher nosno lulokeach. The mocher sells it to the lokeach. The mocher gives it to the lokeach. The ksiv ekach right v'lok ksiv etain. So what do you see? This is v'yirmiyah ha'yakona es ha'sadde miyad chanamel alma mocher kosev sadde mechuru l'cha v'nosim miyad lokeach aval hacha ki yikach ksiv. So you have another pasuk by a field that it's really the seller. And you don't have that by a woman, and therefore the husband has to write it.
But if you just quote it from Devarim, why are you quoting it from Yirmiyah? Devarim is a better source.
No, because the pasuk from Yirmiyah, from the pasuk from Devarim, we could change the tense. Instead of kiyikach, it could say kiyakech, when she's taken, which means she has to write it. So we don't want to go down that road. So therefore, we have another pasuk in Yirmiyah that says not like that, by a field, but by a woman, it's still the man has to write it. Amar Rava, Amar of Nachman, Kasav lo al niyar, al acheres, afal pi she'ein bo shava pruta, right? Bitcha v'sata l'kibul kadeshes li, bitcha mu'reses li, bitcha zili into, bein al yedei aviyah, bein al yedei atma, mikudeshes, she's mikudeshes, midaito, with the father's knowledge. V'hu, shalabagra, as long as she's not an adult. Once she's an adult, it has to be her own knowledge. Kasef la'al niyar, ol l'cheres, af al pisha ein bo shav apruta, right? Even though it's not. Harei at mikudeshes li, harei al into, harei at mu'reses li, mikudeshes, bein al yedei aviyah, atma umidaita from with her knowledge, meaning fushabagra, she's already an adult. There's an interesting machlokas we've shown him. If a guy writes a shtar that says your daughter's married to me, does he have to put her name in the shtar? Interesting. By a get, you have to put the name.
But if you have two daughters, you got a problem.
Well, if you only have one daughter.
Yeah.
You have to, your daughter's married to me. You have to, your daughter Rachel. You have to put that in. So that's a machlokas. Bar Shimon ben Lakish. Shtar Erisin, Shekasvu Shalo Lashma Mahu. What if you write a Shtar Erisin, but it's not Lashma? I'm writing up a document. Will you marry me? And when someone agrees, say yes, I'll give it to the Shtar. But it's not Lashma. So, Havayasli Yitzia Makshinan. Do we compare it to get? Ma Yitzia Ba'inan Lashma. Just like a get has to be Lashma. Af Havaya Ba'inan Lashma. So to Havaya has to be Lashma. Odilma, well, Havaya Sla Dadi Makshinan. Marriage is compared to itself. Ma Havaya de Kesef Lo Ba'inan Lashma. Kesef is not Lashma. Says Rashi, when a coin is minted, it's not minted Lashma for a woman to be used for marriage. It's a very funny thing that Rashi said. Rashi says, "Shtehei tzuras hadinar b'tevua lishma." It wasn't minted lishma.
It wasn't b'shas minted.
What?
It wasn't b'shas minted.
Right. Af havaya b'shtar lo b'in lishma. So too, the shtar doesn't have to be written lishma. You hear that question? Basar deboy. After we asked it, hadar pashtei answered it. Havaya liyatiya makshinen. It's compared to get. Damar kra v'yatzev ha'isa. So the answer is yes. The shtar has to be written lishma.
Why that shtar and not anything else?
Because only a shtar is compared to a get, that's why. So, itmar. Kasvo lishma, what if you wrote a lishma, v'shalom idaita, but she doesn't know about it. I wrote it for her, I plan on marrying her, but I didn't tell her yet. I didn't ask her yet. So, Rava Ravina Amar Mikudeshes, that's good. Rav Papa Rav Shavya Amar Eno Mikudeshes, it's not good. So Amar of Papa, Eima Taima Didu Tu, Veima Taima Didi. I'll tell them what their reason is, and I'll explain to you my reason. Eima Taima Didu, you know what their reason is? The Ksivi Yasuf Ahaisa, Makashavai Liyatsiya. It's compared to a get. Ma Yitsiya Lishma Vishlomi Daita. When you want to give a woman a get, she doesn't have to know about it. You have to write a Lishma. You don't have to tell her. You can just hand it to her. You don't have to tell her in advance. Afhavayanami Lishma Vishlomi Daita. So too, a Shtar Kedushin. You have to write a Lishma, we said, but it doesn't have to be. She doesn't have to know about it. You don't have to inform her. By the way, I hired a sofer to write a fancy star for you. You don't have to do that. The aim of time is, I'll tell you my reason. Yatzav ha'isa makash. We compare going in to going out. Havaya liyitziya. Also going out to going in. Going in to going out. Ma yitziya be'inan das makneh. Just like when you wanna divorce her. You need the das of the makneh. That's the husband. Af havaya be'inan das makneh. So too for a havaya, you need the das of the makneh. That's the woman. She's being acquired. So, Meisvei, 1 minute. We have a member that says, Ein kosvin shtar erisin v'nisuin elamidashtayim. You're not allowed to write a shtar erisin or a shtar nisuin unless you have the consent of both of them. What's a shtar nisuin? My shtar erisin v'nisuin. My love, doesn't that mean shtar erisin v'nisuin mamish? Doesn't that mean mamish, a shtar erisin and a shtar nisuin, which we say is the same thing? The Gemara thinks it's the same thing. What does that mean? It's a shtar. Kesef shtar and be that shtar. And therefore, what do you see? It has to be written with the consent of both of them. No. Shtar pesikta. It's a shtar pesikta. What's a shtar pesikta? What's a shtar pesikta? Rashi says.
Tanoim.
It's a shtar. Who's paying for this and who's paying for that? That's all it is. Damer of Kedar of Gidol Amarav. Damer of Gidol Amarav. Of Gidol Amarav said. How much are you giving for your son? Kach v'kach, so and so. Ulubitcha, and for your daughter, kach v'kach. The kachu, the kanu, and the kedushin was finalized, and the kinyan was made, says Rashi. One more line. Hein hein hadvarim haniknin ba'amira. These are the things that could be acquired just with amira. What does that mean? Says Rashi, ba'amira, below kinyan. There's no kinyan here. What's the kinyan? Shakidushin hain gemar hadavar. The kidushin's the story. Udibahi hana to call mischatanti la dadi. The hana that we're marrying off our kids to each other. That hana gamri umakne. That's gomer that finishes up the mamasha kinyan. Ubaosin hat tnoyim. And when these tnoyim are conditions. Ubaosin hat tnoyim ka amar sha edim ein rishai lichtabale and star elami daitam. Everyone has to agree to all this. Right, you have to agree to all these conditions, whatever they are. The nichalahu shetehe kamilva alpeh velo kamilva b'shtar. You don't have to have edim, right? Right? Or since it can only be on their consent. Therefore, what's it called? It's called, there's no kinyan.
even though you wrote it down, it's still considered amira, right? It's still considered amira. So this is not a kasha on whether or not a shtar is written l'shmar or not. It's not talking about a shtar. It's talking about tanoim, right? As a matter of fact, there's a machlokas. The Chazanish says there's a kinyan daraisa. Right? The Rebbe Chana Wasserman says it's not a daraisa. It's a darabana that the rabbanon accepted. The Chazanish says a kinyan daraisa. There's no what's it called? There's no kinyan here at all. It's just hain hadvar menikman by mira. You know what comes out of this gemara, Mati? You ever go to an engagement party? Jewish firm engagement party? What's it called?
A vart.
Why is it called a vart? Because hein had dvarim nitnam ba'amira. A vart means, what does vart mean? Vart means to talk. That's why it's called a vart. Because it used to be, that was when we made the tanoim, which hein had dvarim hanitnam ba'amira. You hear that vart? You're not going to hear that anywhere else. It's an unbelievable thing. Ever wonder why a vart's called a vart? Right? That's why it's called a vart. Because it could be, there was no kinyan by a tanoim. Today there's no tanoim by a vart anyway. By a chassidim maybe, yeah, but not by regular, not by other people. By chassidim, they still have it. No one has tanoim anymore. What? Some chassidim still have tanoim. Yeah, what, you saw tanoim by a non-chassidim? Very unusual.
Not every chassidim
do it either. Right.
There's a lot of problems.
Right, because then
you need a get.
Exactly, not a get, you're financially bound. That's a big present. Who wants to do that to themselves? Right? Okay, next. Ubibia. And you can also get married with Bia. How do you know? How do you know you can do that? So, Amar Bavo, Amar Biachon, Amar Kor, it says, Ba'ulas Baal. It says, Ba'ulas Baal. Malamed, Sha'nasa la Baal, Al Yadei, Ba'ila. With Ba'ila, you can become Baal. Amalei, Rav Zera, Rav Avo, Rav Leirish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, Kuur Zu Shoshana Rebbe. You have a problem with what Rebbe learned? Kuur means it's repulsive. It's repulsive the vart that Rebbe said. Ubala, a different pasuk. Malamit Shadikas Rabia. Well, we have to come with another pasuk. Vihi Ba'ulas Baal. Right? The pasuk of Vihi Ba'ulas Baal, by the way, right? Is a pasuk about when if someone's raped, and by the way, she was Bula's boss, she was married. That's the makar that a woman can be acquired with bia. How about a simple pasuk? How about vika kigachish isha ubala? Right. By the way, there's a machlokes where the Bula's Baal is from. Some say it's from Devarim, where a man rapes a woman and she's Bula's Baal. She's married. Others say it's by Dina. If you look on the side, it says, right? Not by Dina, I'm sorry, by Sarah. That Hashem came to Avimelech and said to Avimelech, what are you doing with Sarah? Vihine Bulas Baal. She's a married woman. That's the, right? So Machlok is what Bulas Baal. When the Gemara says Bulas Baal, didn't say where that came from. So there are two Bulas Baals in the Torah. So it's a Machlok is which one it is. Anyway, Says the Gemara, what was wrong with the simple pasuk? Kigachishishu bala. You have to come to Avimelech and strange psukim. So, bula, ubala, malamit, shenikas, bavia. So the Gemara says, Ime hasam, if it would have been over there half a minute, listen to this, I would have thought, ad de makadesh, vahadar ba'il. First you have to be makadesh, and then you have to do bia. And if you don't do it in two stages, she's not married. And then there's a chuppah after that. How could you think that? Im Kane, if that's true, that a marriage has to be done in two stages, Naira Hamurasa the Ara Machmana Biskila Hekim Mishkachasla. How could you ever have a Naira Hamurasa? What's a Naira Hamurasa? A woman who has Kedushin, no Nisuin, she's a Basula, and then someone has relations with her, they get Skila. How could there ever be a woman who is a Basula and yet she's married? How could that be? Ida kadesh v'hadar boil. If you marry her, you give her kedushin, and then you do bia to finish it off. Then she's not a virgin. Ba'ulahi, she's not a virgin. Not a basula. Ida akdesh v'lo boil. If you only did kesef, you didn't do bia. Lav klumhu. Then she's not married to you. So she's not an aramurasa. So how do you ever have an aramurasa? So first the Gemara is going to answer. You give a shtar. That's the Gemara. That's going to be my second answer. The first answer is super complicated. You ready for the?
But if it's a shtar, it's not bia.
What? No,
if
you
the,
only.
If it's the shtar, it's not worried about bia.
This two stage kedushim is only if it's kesef and bia, right. Not if it's shtar. There's no such thing as shtar and bia. It's just kesef and bia. We made up a new thing now. I would have thought that if you give a woman bia, you have to do kesef first. Not shtar first, only kesef. So it's kesef and bia. It's two stages just for kedushim. That's, how could you think that? Then how could anyone ever be over for being a naira marasa? What's a naira marasa? She has kedushin, but she's still a basula. How could that be? It could be if she gave her a star. But before we get to that answer, we're going to have a whole complicated answer. Amru Rabban Kavid Abaya, I'll tell you how. Mishkachas loan, kigon sheba aleha arus shelo kedarka. You gave her bia, you gave her kesef, then you did bia shelo kedarka, so now she's a naira marasa, but she's still a basula. I'm going to buy it 1 minute. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Rabbanon elo ba'echad, elo ba'acher. There's a machlokus about that. On another guy, on another man. Aval ba'al, right? But a husband, divri ha'kol im ba'al le'a shelo kedarka aso ba'ula. And if a husband does that, she's not considered a basula. If a husband does that, shelo kedarka. So that's not an answer.
But she's still simanim al pesula.
What? Fine, that's true. But she's not considered halachic pesula if the husband does it. So back to square one. How could anyone ever be a naira marasa? How could she have erisin and not kedushin, erisin and bia and still be a pesula? It's impossible. Now, what's this machlokes about an acher maihi? What's that about? The Tanya we learned bo aleha yud anashim. If 10 men rape a woman, but vadayin he pesula. But she's still a basula. How is that could be? How could that be? They did it, shelo kedarka. 10 men. So, kulam beskila. All 10 men get skila. Why do all 10 men get skila? Because all 10 men were over Naira Marasa. Right? Rebbe Omer, and I say, harishon beskila. Only the first one gets skila. Vekulam bechenek. And after that, everyone else gets chenek. Why? Because by the first one violating her, he turned her into no longer a basula.
Right.
I shaloka darka.
Right.
So he holds anyone could do that. It doesn't have to be a husband.
So
the first man
is what triggers the panic.
You only get skila. You only get skila if she's an Ayam Arasa.
Right.
If she's already married, if she's not a basula, then you get chenek.
Right.
Like adultery is chenek.
Right.
Only if an Ayam Arasa is special. Says Rebbe, only the first one did that. After that, she's already used goods, and now it's regular chenek, right? So, but everyone agrees. So they have machlokas about other 10 other men, but everyone agrees if the husband does that, that turns her into an eishes ish. Everyone agrees to that. So how's it possible to ever have an amarasa? If kedushin has to be in two stages, kesef and bia, how could she ever be a virgin still? So amar of nachar bayitzel mishkachas are like this. Kigon shekid shebishtar. Very simple. He gave a shtar. Hovel v'gomar moti gomar machnas. Shtar, everyone agrees is good. You don't need a second stage for a shtar. You don't need second stage for a get. So get and shtar compared. That's the only way it could ever be. Right. So that's a funny. We don't hold this anyway. Right. But the havamina was the can't be an amarasa then, right? Okay. Rabbi Yochanan is only if you gave a marriage with a shtar. Otherwise, you need two stages. It can't be. Rabbi Yochanan, hi, uba'ala, my avid lay. What does it do with the words uba'ala? Homi ba'ale, niklas b'bia, v'ein amevriya, niklas b'bia. Only a woman can be married with bia, not amevriya. So I was talking about the chimina, I would have thought, tezi kal v'chomer. Mi yavama, it's a kal v'chomer. Ma yavama, she'ein niklas b'kesef, niklas b'bia. Right? So an ama, she'niklas b'kesef, ein odin, she'niklas b'bia? So she for sure. So why doesn't that kal v'chomer work? A pasuk, only uba'ala, only a wife. But Yivam is totally different,
right?
Because she's waiting to hear. She's zakuk. It's a different
right.
story.
Well, wait, we had this kavah chomer before. Why are we bringing it again?
Because we're trying to prove a different point now. We're trying to prove the point that an amma can be makadosh of bia.
But
I would have thought that an amma can be acquired with bia from a kavah chomer. That kavah chomer we refuted it anyway. But it's a good kavah chomer. Comes along the Torah and says another time ubala, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that no, only a woman could do that, not an amma of ria. Now, so we have another talk that I would have thought all of a kasef imacheres yikachlo. It says in the Torah by an amma of ria imacheres yikachlo. What does it mean? Vaacheres yikachlo. That acher or tacheres. It means talking about a case where the master will marry her.
Right?
Hakesha hakasav la'acheres. But it sounds a funny lashon la'acheres, like another person. Ma'acheres mekanya bebia, just like another woman can be mekadesh with bia. Who's that another woman? Any other woman? Af am evriya mekanya bebia. So too she also kamash malan. That's why the pasuk says no bala, only a woman and not anyone else. V'rebi, what about Rebbe? What about Rebbe? Rebbe learned from the words of bala that a woman can be mekadesh with bia. How does he know in am evriya not? High svar manole. How does he know an amavriya not? Im kein lichtachman ubal ma ubala shami not tarti. We learn both dinim. Ula Rava de Amar Barahanya Asbruli. What about Rava who said that Barahanya once explained to me ki gachish isho ubala means kedushin hamisurin labia havi kedushin. Only kedushin that could lead to bia. Kedushin jein misurin labia lo havi kedushin. But if kedushin cannot lead to bia, it's not a good kedushin. What's that an example of? A guy says to a father, I'll marry one of your daughters. Which one? So then you can't marry either one, because it could be the sister of the one you married. So it's not, it can't lead to bia. It's not a good kedushin. How do you know that? I learned it out from a bu'ala. It has to be able to lead to a marriage. And if it can't lead to a marriage, like those funny cases, it doesn't count. Ma'ikal neymar. So what are you going to say? Im kein nichtav kra o ba'ala. My u'ba'ala. Shamin akulu. So we learn three dinim from this. Number one, that what? That a woman can be required with bia. Number two, that an amavriya cannot be acquired with bia. And number three, that a kedushin has to lead to bia.
Yeah. So when do you say harayim mikvadesh during bia? Before or after?
It's a good question. I think before. Before.
How about b'shas ma'aseh?
No, I think it's before. Right? We had that on the daf base. Are there Aiden there?
No, Pritzos.
What do you mean? How can it not have Aiden? We had a machlokas about that, remember?
Yep.
V'rebi, hi, bolas bal, my avid lay. What does it do with the words of bolas bal? Hi, mi bar lay, bal osa ba'ula shalokadarka. Only a husband can make a woman ba'ula shalokadarka. The ain achar osa ba'ula shalokadarka. But no one else can do that.
Ba'ula,
kishalokadarka. Me islay le Rebbe hai svara. Does Rebbe hold from this? Okay, no, we'll stop here because oh, you know what? Me islay le Rebbe hai svara. Rebbe just said that from the words ubola, you learn out what? You learn out that a woman can be. One second. Only a husband having relations shalokadarka can turn her into a ba'ula, but no one else.
Right.
We had the story above. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
What do we say? Me is a Rebbe Lahai Svara, Vatanya, Ba'aleh Yuranashim, 10 men, Tadayin Hibisula, Kulam Askila, Rebbe Omar, when he reached him, Askila, Vakulam Mechanic. So it's not true. Amr Zera, Moder Rebbe Le'inyan Knas, the Kulu Mishalmi. When it comes to a knas, they all have to pay. The din of like let's say mafate or you know, what's the difference between skila, between getting killed, where he treats them as a ba'ula? They're already married, right? Therefore they only get chenek, because she's already considered used goods, so to speak. And how come by the knas she's still considered a basula? How can Rebbe make that distinction? So that we'll deal with tomorrow. Okay?
Go ahead.
Have a minute?
No.